that these averot perhaps are not as chamur as the previous averot. But nevertheless, יש averot kalot מאלו, ואף על פי כן אמרו חכמים שהרגיל בהן אין לו חלק רומא בה. A person could do a minute avera. Let's say in our eyes it's considered to be, you know, something simple and not so big deal and not severe. But nevertheless, if a person comes and does it a few times, haragil bahem, he gets used to doing it. So then he will, Khalil Abakha has come to lose his portion of Olam Abba. One of the rabbis, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he writes in Tanya, he writes the Nekuda is as follows. Let's imagine when you have, he brings away some pasuk, that when you have sunshine, there are two ways to be able to prevent the sun shining into your house. Even you could have, let's say, you put a sheetrock or you put some kind of a wall, and that's one way to be able to not allow the penetration of the sun to come into inside your house. A person, on the other hand, could have a very, very thin type of a shade, like a curtain, to be able to prevent the sun shining in, but it's going to come. Yes, but it's only one layer. What about if it's 10 layers, 20 layers, 100 layers? Eventually, it's going to do the same job. So that is the nekuda that is being said over here also. It could be that perhaps something in our eyes is minute, but the same minute thing, eventually it says, called pruta pruta mitzarefet, that when it comes to mitzvah, every minute thing adds up. When it comes to Avera, also any minute thing adds up to not allow the penetration of the sun to come in. So therefore, the Rambam writes, Haragil mahen eloch helek lona ba rachman islam. Bekedai hen leitachek mahen ulehizahir mahen. So it's proper for a person to keep away and distance himself from them. Eluhen. These are the categories. And all of them have sources either in Gemarot or in Mishnayot. So Elohim, Hamechanet Chavero, somebody that makes a nickname for his friend. So this is a kinui that you make up. Vakorele Chavero bekinuyav. That's also something that he's used to, but it's going to, embarrass him. So that is the Hamal bin Pene Chavero berabim. Let's say somebody that comes to embarrass somebody in general, in public. Let's say you say a joke. And jokingly, the guy gets embarrassed. But again, one time, haragil bahen. The Gemara's lashon is that somebody who is malbim pene chaveru berabim ein ochelim ham haba. Why is that? There's a very interesting nekuda that is a whole question in mefarshim and poskim. So, for example, let's say Tosfot in Masechet Sota brings this nekuda. Why is it that Malbin Pene Chaveru Berabim? Malbin means somebody who makes the face of his friend white. He doesn't have Chelek L'Olam Haba. So he writes as follows. Says the Gemara says in Masechet Bava Metzia that when a person says the joke regarding someone, so in the beginning all the blood gathers in his face, and when you say the punchline, then all of a sudden it's as if a person cut and severed his veins, and all the blood spilled out. So that means because of the fact that at that moment he became white. Malbin means his face became white. So at that moment, a person, let's say, he mocked the individual to the extent that he was totally embarrassed. So the question of Tosfot is, so if that's the case, Malbin pene chavero berabim, why is it that if it is Elo chelek l'olam haba? So he says, and the Gemara over there discusses that how come it's not one of the three Yahareg Val Yavurs? That says that the Gemara says over there that Mutav Le'odam Shiat Yapil Atzmo Betoch Kivshan Ha'esh Val Yalbim Pene Chavero Berabim. It's better for a person to put himself in fiery furnace and not to come to embarrass his friend in public. So I feel if it's not in public, it's still Asur. And it's learned based on a Pasur. You shall surely come to rebuke your friend, but don't get a sin out of it. What do you mean, don't get sin out of it? That means, don't do it in a way when you come to rebuke someone, to criticize him. It's a mitzvah, I said, oraita, to be able to help someone to better his ways. But in the process of doing a mitzvah of hocheyach tochiyach et amitecha, make sure you don't come to embarrass him. Make sure you say it in a way that the guy doesn't feel embarrassed. So I feel in the process of a mitzvah, a person should be careful not to embarrass someone. So the question is, if it says, mutav la'adam she'yapil atzmo betoch kibshon ha'esh, it's better to fall into the fiery furnace. Va'al yalbim p'nei chavero berabim. So, and he will lose. It's better that a person should die rather than make somebody embarrassed. So how come it's not one of the three cardinal sins? One of the three cardinal sins, you know, that you have, that is Yarek Valiavur, that is the concept of if a person cannot kill someone to save his own life, in depends on the situation. That means that, say, somebody comes to us and says, either kill A or I kill you. So we cannot kill somebody else to save our own lives. When it comes to Zenut and also Avodah Zarah, it's the same concept. A person cannot do Avodah Zarah to save his own life. So how come this is not category number four? So the Tosfot says, gives one answer that Enachinami it is, but that Gemara is talking about all the Pesukim that are vividly, clearly written in the Torah, and that means, according to Tosfot, in actuality, there are four categories that a person should be willing to give up his life and not do it. But Shaare Teshuvah from Rabbi Yonah writes another answer. He writes that in reality, Malbim Pnei Chavero Berabim is included in the Isur of Lo Tirtzach, don't commit murder. So therefore, in reality, just as a person cannot kill someone to save his own life, and he's Yarek Valiavur, so he says it's the same concept over here. But let me say, he says, the Gemara's Lashon is, mutav le'adam she'apil atzmo betoch shekim, it's better for him. That means, but let me say, as we know, it's not Yarek Valiavur in reality. But, very interesting point, out of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Minchat Shlomo has a question. As we know, if a Kohen kills someone, he cannot do Birkat Kohanim any longer. So that means, Chalil Bechas, let's say, Afilu, it's a question, Maran holds, Ben Beshogeg, Ben Bemezi. According to the Rama, only if it's on purpose, a Kohen kills someone, Bar Minan, so he can no longer do Birkat Kohanim. So the question is, what about if he comes to be Malbin B'chelen Chavero B'Rabbin? So as a discussion, if a Kohen embarrasses someone, it's as if he killed him. So if he killed him, he cannot do Birkat Kohanim. Maybe if you also whiten somebody's face, you should not be allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. But let me ask it. All of these avirot that I just enumerated, and a few more that hopefully we discuss another time, the Rambam says if you continue to do it, Chalil HaBechas, a person could come to lose his share of Olam HaBar Minah.